All right. Nearly 4 years after the financial crisis, we are still left with the question, how do we wind down Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and bring private investors back into the mortgage-backed securities? My next guest has a plan. Joining me now is Anthony Randazzo, Director of Economic Research for the Reason Foundation. And Anthony, you know, all you have to say these days is mortgage-backed securities and people run for the hills screaming. How do we get the government out and private investment back in?
Well, step one is we have to begin to lower the size of mortgages that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and FHA, I might point out, that they are allowed to purchase so that the private sector actually has some room to compete. But once the private sector has room to compete, we have a problem, and that is there's not a lot of confidence in risk analysis. I mean, mortgage-backed securities, people want to run for the hills because nobody knew what was in MBS, and that was a huge part of the problem. So if we're going to go back to having mortgage-backed securities and other mortgage investments, we need good ways of analyzing risk. Nobody trusts the credit rating agencies, and so our study is a few ideas on how we could add some trust in the mortgage-backed security market.
What are the most important points when you, I guess you're talking about more clarity, and so we actually know what we're dealing with, and how do we achieve that?
Exactly. So one of the most important things, obviously, is information. And mortgage-backed securities investors currently aren't even allowed access to things like the addresses of the homes that they're investing in. So you're just investing in homes, and you know the zip code of that. And so we depend on credit rating agencies to do deeper analysis. And that means that you only have big guys. You don't have a lot of investors, smaller investors, people doing real deep due diligence so they actually know what they're investing in. So one of the things we propose is Congress should make it legal for mortgage-backed securities investors to know the addresses of the mortgages that they're investing in.
You know, one of the big problems was trusting the ratings on these securities. I mean, it was a complete nightmare back in 2007, 2008. How do we clear that up?
So we don't have to depend on the on the credit rating agencies themselves.
Right.
For accounting standards, we have FASB, right? We can have an industry group, a mortgage underwriting standards board, if you will. We can have a private sector industry group that defines different categories of mortgages that we don't have to have the government set it. We don't have to have regulators in these god-awful qualified residential mortgage programs or regulations that CFPB is trying to set up. It can be industry definitions. You don't have to adhere to these codes, but it's an industry group that kind of sets some standards that people follow, so it's really clear what it is you're investing in, and you don't have to depend on the credit rating agencies getting it right with some binary AA or BBB letters that doesn't tell you anything about the actual risk in the mortgages.
And I don't think the trust is there anymore either. Well, what would this do for interest rates? Would this push interest rates higher if we got back to private investment?
So one thing to consider when it comes to interest rates is right now we're at historically low numbers. So that means if they go up, that's not necessarily a bad thing. And if you are able to get a mortgage right now at 4%, that's great. If a mortgage in the future is 5%, 5.5%, 6% even, that's not actually the end of the world for housing. And if we stop thinking about housing as this investment that could possibly earn you a 7% return, which it can't, it's a savings account. And we think of it as we want housing prices to actually go down or at least remain just somewhat stable so that it's affordable, then we don't have to worry about interest rates going up a little bit.
Certainly going to take a lot of steps to get this housing industry back on its feet, and certainly this would be one of them, I think. Thank you so much, Anthony Randazzo of the Reason Foundation. Get the government out and get private investment back in. It would be a good thing.
Well, that's a-